This is Near FM
90.3. I am delighted to be joined by Conor Gray from Mercury Engineering. Hello, how are you?
How are things? Good to be here.
And I'm also joined by Ger Duke, who's with TU Dublin. He's a lecturer in engineering. Hi there.
How you doing?
Now, so let's see. What are you guys doing downstairs? Talk to you, Conor, first.
Yeah, okay. So, look, it's great to be here today to probably to meet a whole lot of school leavers and you know, transition year people in fifth years in schools and other people too. We, as a company, Mercury, provide electrical, plumbing and pipe fitting apprenticeships. So, you know, look, I suppose we're always looking to hire people on that basis and get people into the apprenticeship system on that.
Right. So it's electrical, mechanical,
electrical, plumbing and pipe fitting.
And you know what? We need plumbers these days. And as my last guest was just saying, there aren't enough people taking up apprenticeships these days. I suppose they're all thinking they have to go to college. Is that it?
Yeah, look, possibly. I think a lot of the information that's been given out through schools and you know, traditionally maybe over the past 5 or maybe even 10 years is all about college, and it's all about points, and it's all about the CAO, which tends to put people under an awful lot of pressure too, leaving school, you know. And I think Gerard probably, you know, he probably sees people coming through the college system as well, but the apprenticeship system, look, you know, people can get jobs, they can get into careers straight away, they can go out and they can earn money straight away.
Yes.
And, you know, and but the other thing about the apprenticeship system as well is, you know, people think that it's not college, but there is a school or a college aspect to the apprenticeship system where you've got to go and, you know, you've got to go and study and you've got to go pass exams for it as well. So it is third level to a, you know, to a certain extent. But at the same time, you really are able to go out every week and earn that few quid.
And at least you're getting money while you're doing it.
Yeah, for sure. You know, which I think for young people nowadays is very important because it gives you that level of financial independence that they need to have when they've left school.
Yeah. And talking about that training, we'll go to you, Ger, because you are a lecturer in engineering. So what sort of apprenticeships then do you see coming through the doors?
Yeah, well, I suppose I'm here on the Northside Apprenticeship Fair because I'm from the area. Like Conor, I would have served my time as an electrician when I left school, and it's the best qualification I ever did. It enabled me to buy my first house. But, you know, I went on and studied engineering, and I eventually found myself as a lecturer in engineering in TU Dublin in the Blanchetown campus. But, you know, like Conor said, I think the last number of years, everything's focused on, you know, going to college. You know, doing a Level 8 honours degree. There's plenty of other options out there. You know,
there
Mercury
is,
have their apprenticeships here today. There's a number of companies downstairs with great apprenticeships on offer. I encourage anyone to look at apprenticeships. It's not just about going to college and doing your Level 8. Even within the TU Dublin, we're looking at the various programmes we have and maybe changing the mode of delivery of them programmes to be more apprenticeship style programmes. And that's why I'm here today, to talk about some programmes that we have. And Blanchetown campus, we have a program in the engineering department, process instrumentation and automation. And we also have a program in the computing department, computer networks. So they're both what we call learn and work programs based on an apprenticeship style, where the students are in college doing their blocks, similar to what Conor was saying that an apprentice would do. And they're also out in the workplace as well.
What is it then that they learn? I mean, what sort of apprenticeships are you doing?
Well, ourselves in the engineering department, we have process instrumentation automation. What that is,
you'll have to, explain that.
But I suppose explain what it is. If you want to make a cake, all right, you need to put in flour, milk, butter, sugar, eggs. You make that cake today, and then you come back in a month's time and you want to make that cake again. Did you put in the same amount of ingredients into that cake? Did you mix it to get rid of all the lumps? Did you put it in the oven at the same temperature for the same period of time? The reality is, if people are doing it, it's not going to be done the same. So in industry, if we're making thousands of cakes, or we're in a pharmaceutical company and we're making, you know, the Pfizer vaccine, it could be, we could be making paracetamol tablets, we have to make the same product at the highest standard quality time and time again. So therefore, we need to be able to measure all the ingredients that are going into that process. We need to be able to control that process, and that's what instrumentation is about. Monitoring of ingredients, monitoring of the process, temperature, pressures, mixing everything together. Automation is machines doing things, it's not people. You know, we can't rely on people to do things.
Yes,
we rely on the engineers to monitor the process and maintain it and fix it.
Right. And Conor, What is it, your apprenticeship then? You're with Mercury Engineering and, you know, what can they expect?
So I suppose, look, you know, we obviously on the electrical side of the apprenticeship, the electrical trade in this country is quite good because it's quite diverse, you know, and I think to serve your time as an electrician here, the training you get covers domestic installation, it covers industrial installation, it covers commercial installation. So you're able to work from, you know, from a domestic point of view, wiring houses and doing stuff like that, all the way through to working in shops, shopping centres, hotels, hospitals, to the big industrial stuff. You know, there are some big, big industrial people at the moment here in this country, and we're able to support all that. And in fairness to the workforce here in Ireland, we're able to hold on to all of them big employers because we're actually quite good at what we do. You know, so from that point of view, the electrical trade is quite good. Plumbing the same, by the way, you know, and one of the things I'm asking parents and asking school leavers and asking people to, you know, if you were to kind of look 25 years down the line and see how you're going to be putting food in your fridge in 25 years' time, you know, I think any of the trades out there at the moment will support that. When you look at, obviously, we have a housing shortage, you know, but we have renewable energy coming down the line here. We've lots and lots of solar panels to get fitted. We've lots of car chargers to get fitted, you know, and in time they will have to be changed out also. So from that point of view, even the air to water systems that plumbers are going to be installing over the next while, there's a huge amount of work coming down the road in that regard. So look, I suppose what we do is we get fellas on the, we get them on the starting pad for that, you know, we get them out there and get their time served, get their 4 years done, and get them a qualification, get them their QQA level 6 qualification.
Because I've noticed myself in trying to get a tradesperson, trying to get an electrician, trying to get a plumber, it's not as easy as it used to be. I mean, it's very difficult to get them.
Yeah, it is, you know, and I think...
and they're very busy.
Absolutely.
You know, really difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, funny, at this time, at the moment in Ireland, over 38% of all apprenticeships at the moment are electrical. So I'd be thinking further on down the line there, we should have a good number of tradespeople in the electrical and in the plumbing business as well. You know, so there is a lot of people taking it on.
So if I wait 4 years now.
Yeah. Well, come here. Look, we'll take out. I'll take your application form, and if you want to be an apprentice, there's no problem there.
I don't want to do it myself.
Yeah.
If you look, as you're saying, there is a shortage, and that's why we need more young people doing apprenticeships.
Exactly. Absolutely.
The likes of electrical, plumbing, other mechanical apprenticeships, plumbing, you know, plastering, painting. There's lots of options out there.
Yes.
You know, it's not all about going to college and doing a level A honours degree.
That's it.
We need to be encouraging more of our young people to do apprenticeships.
Yeah.
There's lots of opportunities. There's opportunities to travel as well. We don't want to see them going away, but there is opportunity
for sure.
To travel, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
And just to echo what Connor said, you know, the electrical apprenticeship that myself and Connor both would have done when we were leaving school, great options. It's the best qualification I ever done was my electrical apprenticeship. I've gone on to do a master's in electrical engineering, but if I look back, the best qualification I ever got was my apprenticeship. It enabled me to do everything, to buy my first house, enabled me to go back to college and study while also able to earn.
There you go.
Well, I tell you, you know, from that point of view as well, like, you don't always have to be an electrician or a plumber or a put. You know, there is an opportunity from quite a few of the companies nowadays that we have graduate programs where if you want to do engineering, well, then we can facilitate that too, and we can help you to do engineering and put you back through college to become an engineer. So after the 4 or 5 years of you being an apprentice, if you want to go back and do engineering, that's there. And most of the companies in the country are doing that now also. So it doesn't only have to stop at being an electrician, you know.
You can be an electrical engineer or a mechanical engineer. But one thing, and from speaking to young people and being a young person myself at one stage in my life, you come out going, what do I want to do? Nobody knows really what they want to do, and they're forced into, you know, put down these choices, put down this, get that CAO form out, go, you know, and everybody's going all swimming in the one direction, let's go to college, don't know. And there's an awful lot of people doing arts degrees because they really don't know, or humanities degrees, they really don't know what they want to do, and just get a degree at all costs. Whereas this can have you earning straight away, give you a great job, and you can move sideways or upwards. You can move in different directions from that actual apprenticeship, the initial apprenticeship that you do. So it's a win-win situation, isn't it, really?
Yeah, absolutely. 200%, you know. I think one of the other messages to give to people leaving school, that there is really no panic either, you know. Yes. So look, yeah, there's I understand as a parent that yes, you want your kids to be leaving school and get a job straight away, you know, but if kids go off to college and it doesn't work, they can still, yes, come back into the apprenticeship route,
yeah,
at a later,
yeah,
date, you know, when they're 21, 22, 23. We hire fellas, you know, that are into their late 20s and their early 30s as well, so there's no major panic.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so.
And vice versa. I mean, if they try out an apprenticeship and it's not for them, they can go to a different apprenticeship because, yeah, there's so many available. I mean, I've just been talking to somebody from Dublin Aerospace where there's tool, you know, precision tool making and, you know, aircraft mechanic available there,
yeah,
and there's so many, and as you say, even in the building trade there's so many apprenticeships there, and the electronic and mechanical, I mean, there's just,
yeah,
such a choice.
Yeah, similar to what you said here, kind of like, it's not anymore when you leave school you have to make a choice what you're going to do for the rest of your life,
yes,
you know,
yeah,
and you're going to be,
yeah,
in, you know, 3-4 years, you know, training or college, and then you're going to be in a pensionable job for 4 years. The workplace is different now. People
it
move
is.
around, it's more,
yeah,
flexible.
Mm.
We'd see a lot more mature students coming back to college, mm, to start,
right,
their journey,
right, yeah,
and it's probably,
yeah,
sometimes better. They may go and do, you know, a post leaving cert course,
yeah,
you know, and then decide, is engineering for me or is computing for me or whatever it may be.
Yes.
After doing our courses, we often have students that go on and do apprenticeships, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, and vice versa, Connor said, sometimes people would serve their time over a number of years and then go on and study engineering in college. You know, so there's flexibility there, there's options there. People,
yeah,
shouldn't be panicking, especially young people shouldn't be getting too stressed out.
Mm.
There's lots of options, and they're never too late to start.
That's,
you know,
it.
Something.
Yeah, they can,
yeah,
try something out.
As you say, the range of apprenticeships now at the moment is it's outstanding, really,
yes,
when you think about,
yeah,
it. So,
yeah,
I think they've added barbering lately.
I think so,
you know,
yeah,
so, you know, stuff,
yeah,
like that.
Barbering,
like,
yeah,
you talk to people here about being a farrier. You know, and no school, nobody understands what a farrier is, but a guy who will shoe horses and,
yes,
you know, who,
yeah,
will look after horses in that regard. And I know there was some girls here this morning talking about they want to go into veterinary, but they can't get the CAO points to get there.
It's so high, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So
where they could go that
they can absolutely go a different route, you know.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I don't know, if a tree surgeon hadn't been in an apprenticeship when I was leaving school, if you would have told me now that you were going to pay me for climbing trees and cutting them down, well, maybe I would have went down that route as well. But
yes,
that's there as an,
yes,
apprenticeship now as,
yes,
well. You know, arboriculture and things like that. None of those things were there for back at the time when we were leaving school, but they're there now. So the opportunities are absolutely—they're almost,
yeah,
endless now, to be honest.
Yeah. And that apprenticeship model is what universities are now looking at. We're looking at, rather than having students sitting in a classroom 5 days a week for 3-4 years. We're trying to get them out,
yeah,
more workplace.
And that's it. They do a bit of college, but then they're placed.
Yeah.
So they have a little bit of both, you know, and they're getting paid while they're doing it. I mean, it's fantastic.
Well, again, you know, look, when we all left school, we wanted that bit of financial independence.
Yeah.
And it's there.
Yeah, yeah.
It is there, you know. So it's a set. Look, the apprenticeship system is straightforward enough. It's 7 phases. So, you know, you're on site or you're out of your place, as you say, in employment. There's 3 college phases that, you know, most of the apprenticeships will do, phase 2, 4 and 6. And again, like, it's straightforward enough, college as well, college or school, so there's not a huge amount of hard work has to be done to kind of get you through those. So,
yeah.
But,
yeah,
look, it's a really great system, to be honest.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, you make it sound great. I'll be applying myself now.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward
to
the application.
To get my electric.
And to follow up on that, we're always looking for more female candidates to sign up, because,
right, yes,
a lot of time,
right,
apprenticeships are seen male-dominated, yeah, industry, maybe the construction industry, but as kind of saying, there's a wide variety of apprenticeships.
Yes, well, just ahead of you, I had a female apprentice who was doing the aircraft mechanics course.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Gemma was in it earlier. So it is nice to see the women getting in there.
Yeah.
So
we have 15 girls working with us now at the moment,
right,
on construction sites, and it's going really well. And us fellas might hate to admit this, but their attention to detail is probably a little bit higher,
right,
than the fellas.
Yeah,
but look,
yeah,
yeah, but they're, look, you know, construction sites traditionally probably wouldn't be for women, but there's absolutely,
yeah,
no reason why not. I'd say that, yeah, but
yeah,
in fairness, and that's probably not a bad thing.
Yeah,
you know,
and
but you know, I think girls might look at it from being, it's a dirty job, it's a physical job. They're well able. They are,
yes,
absolutely well,
yeah,
able for it.
Yeah.
So,
and
certainly we'd encourage it.
To your Dublin point of view on the process instrumentation and automation program, we'd have a number of female graduates all doing very well,
right,
mainly working,
yeah,
in the pharmaceutical industry, and we have a number of female students currently on the program. You know, it's you know, you're working in manufacturing industry, it tends to be cleaner. Manufacturing, you know, it's pharmaceutical manufacturing, food
Definitely pharmaceutical would have to be clean. Yeah,
it's very clean work, technical work, and it's for both male and female candidates. We'd be, you know, we're always looking for, you know, diversity.
Brilliant. Right, it's been lovely talking to you guys.
This is Near FM
90.3.